Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're talking about Link's Awakening for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, the remake! I was like, have we gone back in time? Is this...
Is it 1990, potentially, let's say, 6 again? What if I got that right?
And other games.
And other games. So, my 2D Nintendo.
This is off to an absolute fire.
My
this is
2D.
Why people, they're like, this is why I hit subscribe.
Yeah, gosh, I love three dumb boys stumbling over their own words, mispronouncing real hard words like Nintendo.
Or Zelda. Why did I combine them and say Nintendo and move on? Then you know what I'm talking about. My 2D Zelda. Yes. Experience literally begins and ends with the Minish Cap, the Legend of Zelda game where you can shrink, which, oh, what a surprise.
Is it a sex
loves
thing?
That one. No. It rolls in that game though. And for Breath of the Wild, they were going to bring it back. That's a little tidbit. Yeah, they were going to have...
Does that make you excited for Breath of the Wild too?
Because
if they were going to do it in the first one and they didn't, they'll do it in
And
the
have you
second.
Ever watched the interview? Well, presumably you haven't. He is so sad it's not in the game. He was so keen. He's like, yeah, but in the end, we couldn't put the Picori in. The Picori being the Minish, the little people.
Ah, right.
And the Minish Cap.
Yeah.
There's little mini people you go and help?
So, yeah, you're Link, obvi. And you got to save the day from an evil fella. Mm-hmm. You get Link's hat, but this time it's sort of a bird that lets you do things.
Yep.
And then you meet the Picori, who are like fairies or like little elves, and you can go to various places in the game and shrink down. And so you'll like go into like a store, and it'll be like a regular store, buy some bombs.
Like real life.
But
go to a regular store and buy bombs. Hell yeah, bye.
But if you go and find sometimes there'll be a stump or a rock, you can shrink down with your hat, and then you can explore the store, and it's like a big dungeon or like a big town.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, yeah, it's super fun. And that came from the idea that most Zelda games, 2D Zelda games, have like two worlds. You know, like before and after.
Yeah, right.
Light and dark, whatever.
Before and after.
You know, time traveling and jazz.
Yeah, but this and like the mirror world from the...
You know, the mirror world, time travel and jazz.
What was the one that came after the Game Boy, the DS, Link's something to the a Link's shadow? You know, you could be a painting.
You mean the direct sequel to A Link to the Past?
Yeah.
A Link Between Worlds.
A Link Between Worlds, that's right.
Hyrule or Lorule?
Yeah, Lorule, hell yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. You can go between...
Princess Zelda and Princess Hilda.
Yeah. So in this, the idea was that you could
Hang on.
For real, there's a Hyrule and a Lorule? You're not playing a trick.
No, it's Lorule.
This is the thing that happened?
Yeah, yeah. And again, you didn't latch onto the fact that the princess's name.
Yeah, I'm still hung up
Hilda
on...
Hilda and Zelda. Yeah. Do you know where those names are from?
Where?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm still hanging up on Lorule.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Think about every single thing in a goddamn Nintendo game and Lorule is one. You're like,
Lorule's just par for the course.
That's just very silly.
They're called the Minish because they're Mini.
Like, I get that. Do the people from Lorule call themselves Lorulians?
Yeah. They wouldn't call themselves unruly.
It's kind of like an evil place twist.
It's like a mirror world, yeah.
It's pretty much just the dark world again.
Yeah. So
do they know about Hyrule?
Yes, yeah. That's the plot of the game. They break in.
All right. Yeah, they're upset that they're not
Hyrule. Anyway, Link's Awakening.
Yes, you hadn't played it before because you'd only played the Minish Cap.
Yeah, and so I was like, I didn't know if I was going to love it. I liked the Minish Cap, but I thought maybe it would feel kind of dated, or that it would have a lot of that kind of, you know, that kind of like early, like dungeon crawly RPG style game where you're like, there's so much bullshit that you got to deal with. You know what I mean? Like that old style game where they expect you to know so many things.
So you're worried there's going to be too many puzzles.
Yeah. No, but it's a kind of...
Because you've played Zelda games before.
Yeah.
Which means that you know that it's not a dungeon crawler.
You know, when you pick up a game and they're like, yeah, you expect you to play a game. You know, you know when you put on a movie and you sit down and also, you're stationary and you fidget a bunch and you get bored, so you turn it off and you're like, man, I'm so happy to play that movie. Then you get a game and you're like, do things. You're like, oh, man.
Hey, you know when you buy a game from the shop and you know what type of game it is, but you're worried it's not that type of game for some reason?
You know when you just blindly purchase a game because you recognize a character named Link, so you don't know what to expect, so you hope it's good?
Well, that makes sense. That last one is what I would have been like, no, that's fair enough. But, Jackson...
What I mean is some old
games... You've got two choices here.
Yeah.
It's either
double down.
Double down and admit what you meant was you were hoping that there wasn't too many tricky puzzles, or what you said made no sense and you apologized to us.
No, I think the third option.
Uh huh.
So, for example, one of the puzzles in the game relied on me knowing the names of the enemies.
Okay, so Zamet, tricky puzzles or I was wrong? Which one does this sound like to
that
you?
That sounds a little like a tricky puzzle.
Yeah. The names of the characters that are either famous or...
They're not famous. I don't know these people.
What enemy did it need you to know the name
I
of?
Can't remember. I had to look it up. It was like this one, I had to kill them in a specific order because an owl was like, kill the this first, then the that, then the this. And I was like, I don't know what these are, owl. Presumably the original game came with a booklet that told me. But diving in now, who knows?
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah?
You know games still have booklets, yeah?
Well, not this one. I downloaded it.
Yeah? There's a digital booklet. You could have easily looked
at
that.
Well, I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that, it's an incredible game.
You feared the puzzles. There was one that confirmed your fears. Everything else was good.
Yeah, well...
That's the takeaway?
That's basically what I'm driving at here today.
You're like...
Jackson Bailey fears puzzles.
He does!
I fear puzzles that aren't intuitive.
Puzzles make me feel like the dumb boy I am.
No, because most puzzles require you to read or know something. Yeah. Two things you hate.
I'm not here
you
for it.
You can't speed through A on a puzzle. You have to read through. Like, kill the... This person's called A. Which one do I have to kill now?
Well, because it makes sense. Because survival horror games, it's like... Like Jackson
no
knows,
time for reading. Something's coming to kill you.
You gotta run, baby.
You know what a rock and a stick is.
There's so ghouls coming.
You already know what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like some survival horror games where they've included stuff that isn't in real life.
I'll show you how impatient I am. I was in a dungeon. I think it's maybe the sixth dungeon.
I
want to
stop you there. I'm not going to be surprised how this story ends.
So I'm in the sixth dungeon and I cannot figure it out.
Yes.
I cannot figure out what to do to the point where I'm like, fine.
Is that the one where you're going to go different levels?
No. Okay, this one, it had one a lot of, I would go into a place and little wizards would appear and throw magic green balls at me and I didn't know how to fight them.
Do you know what the wizards are called? Are they wizards?
I don't know.
Wizards?
Yeah, probably could be. How am I meant to know? Anyway,
read a book.
Okay, if I'm like, I don't know what these bad people are called. Whiz robes. What one could that be?
Well, that's what I mean. Most of them are
they
real
were,
obvious.
The ones in the enemy puzzle were this not one clear
is,
names.
Is squid rock throwing lad?
They weren't even. I think the one Zelda enemy I know is a Stalfos.
Yeah,
is that a skeleton boy?
Yep. And Lizfos is the lizard.
Yeah. No, these were Deku. These were a beetle of some variety. These were a little electric face and I think like an octopus on legs.
How many? So the octopus has...
Might not have been an octopus.
How many?
Maybe a bat.
How many of the bad guys did you have to kill?
I had to kill how many three, but I didn't know.
Three in an order.
Yeah, but because, so, because the owl, it's like a riddle, okay? And so it just basically says names at you, but I don't know who these people are, and I didn't know that's the area it's referring to. Anyway, so there's this one dungeon I'm in. I'm
so your problem wasn't you didn't know the characters' names, it's because you hate riddles, and you were just like, ugh, riddle? I'm going to look this up. You didn't even go into the room.
I was in the room. I kept getting trapped behind rocks, trying to kill a guy, and then I'd kill everyone in the room, which often gives me a key, but at this point it didn't. And I was like, what do I need to do?
Because you didn't listen to the riddle.
No, I listened to the riddle. I just didn't know the names of the enemies. Anyway.
I'm so curious to which enemies these are, because like we just discussed with Wizrobe, Stalfos is a tricky one, but you knew that one.
It wasn't a Stalfos. I think it was the second dungeon, maybe, or the third. I don't know. Good luck. Anyway, so I'm in this dungeon, and I'm like, I can't figure it out. I don't know what I'm meant to do. I keep getting trapped. And then I looked it up, and it was like, you need the boomerang. And then I looked up that to get the boomerang, I've got to do, you know, every Zelda will have like a trading sequence quest. I got to do that. And I'm already in the dungeon. And I don't want to leave the dungeon and go do the trading sequence. So I finish the dungeon with just bombs and a lot of sneaky running and glitching my way through things. Because I couldn't be bothered going back. But it looks great. It plays so wonderfully. It's such a blast. I don't know. Like, it's kind of everything that you want out of like one of those, like it makes me want more Zelda remakes, you know what I mean? Link's Awakening is a fun one because it's the story is cooked. I'm very excited that every boss I kill is like, if you finish this game, everyone will disappear, Link. And I'm like, yeah, because you know Link's just like a mute, crazy person.
Yeah.
Like you go into a thing and they're like, please Link, this island, you know the wind fish are trying to wake up?
Yeah.
When you wake it up, the whole island will disappear. And Link's like, yeah, just rolls away. You're like, what? What is that little kid getting to do?
Little kid's going to destroy us all.
I don't know what's happening. I like that this game.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Did you find it?
Yes, and I'm angry.
Okay, well let's hear
because
it.
Because they're Zelda enemies. One of them is tricky. The first one, Paul's voice.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know anything about no Zelda critters.
Yeah,
see if
okay. I could figure it out.
Okay, so the last one is a Stealthos. So you already knew that one.
Yeah, okay.
So that's one of three you knew the name of.
Yeah.
Keese. In the room, there is an enemy that is a bat, a ghost boy, and a Stealthos, which all is right. A skeleton man. Yeah. Keese.
Bat.
The other one, yeah, nailed it.
So what is the actual riddle, though? Yeah, tell me you'd figure this out.
I actually got to that puzzle knowing nothing about any of that very quickly, by the way.
All right.
So it was in the bottle grotto.
Yeah, that's right.
bottle grotto riddle. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's to get the nightmare key.
Yeah. So I'm pretty far into it. I think I'll definitely finish it. And I know I say that a lot about games I play on Thumbgrips, and then I literally don't play it after I've reviewed it. But Link's Awakening, I think I will. Like, I've jumped onto other games and I'm having a fun time with them, but I keep wanting to go back and kind of complete it. I think, you know me, like, it's what we've been talking about this whole thing. As much as I fear riddles, I like a game that's simple and doesn't ask for much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of side quests I'm sure I could do, but I'm like, no, I'll finish this and be done with it. And then I'll move on. And really what I'm kind of striving towards is I know I've seen the ending of this when it came out for the Game Boy, where the windfish wakes up, winks at Link and flies off into the distance. And I just want to see that redone in all like the new pretty graphics. So it's kind of going to be my sweet reward when I get to the end.
I want to see a winking fish.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm about. But no, I'm really loving it. It's fun to play. It's easy to play. There's like enough to explore, but you know, at the same time, if you're like me and you're impatient, you can probably see everything there is to see pretty quickly. I did the trading sequence, which is something I've never done in any other Zelda game, just because I guess the map was small enough that I felt like it was worth my time.
Did you fish?
No, why would I ever fish?
I'm just curious.
People also ask, is Link's Awakening out of jail? What, Google?
What? Not yet.
Actually, speaking of jail in Link's Awakening, though, do you know about the thing you can do in Link's Awakening?
Which of the many things?
The jail thing.
No.
Okay, you can steal thing? From the shop.
Oh, yeah. And you get blasted by a terrifying death laser from the shop.
Yeah, which changes your name to Thief, and you can't change it back.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've wanted to do it, but also been like, no, I'm ham. No, but I'm loving it. It's a great game. I hope we get more of this. Like I said at the start, I love the Minish Cap. I know that's not what they'll pick because the Minish Cap is not one of like the beloved 2D Zeldas. If we get anything, maybe we'll get a Link to the Past or maybe. Yeah.
I don't think they'll remake A Link to the Past anytime soon.
You think that's because it's out in the SNES store?
They just released it on the SNES.
What about is I guess they were for the Game Boy Advance? Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons.
That's the one that people think might happen because there's a third one that they never released.
Yeah.
So they might combine all three.
Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons uses apparently heaps of the assets that the original Link's Awakening did. So they're kind of halfway there already.
Yeah, the only thing with Link's Awakening and the game you mentioned, the games you also then mentioned, is that Link's Awakening was originally going to be a Game Boy port of A Link to the Past. And then they just put more and more cooked things in it. And then they were like, no, this is better. But then they used that to make Oracle of Things. So this is like bang in the middle.
That's true. Look, I would love a Minish Cap remake just because I love the Minish Cap. But if we get any other 2D Zelda game, I think I'd have a blast with it.
I just like them to like start porting like everything else. Like I want to play, you know, Wind Waker on the Switch. I know it's like, well, we just had it on the game, whatever we had it on. What the game?
Wii U.
And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have that.
Yeah. I think.
Port every game to every system. Socialism, but video games.
Well, I think Link's Awakening did really, really well, so we probably will get more Zelda ports. And now that they're releasing, like, you know, Breath of the Wild is like your new kind of standard for what a Zelda game looks like. So probably to keep your original Zelda, you know, bone, you know, then they'll probably maybe keep remaking. Hell, even maybe it'll be whatever it was, A Link Between Worlds or whatever. But yeah, look, five thumbs. It was an incredibly fun game. I'm going to keep playing it. I've sunk as much time into this as Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. And I think that
that's
gives
how
you,
you know it's a good
gives
game.
Gives you a good idea.
That was your game of the year last week.
It still is. Turok 2 Seeds of Evil will remain my game of the century. Is that good? I am Turok. But yeah, so five thumbs for Link's Awakening. It's great. I'm going to finish it. I love it. Link's a little maniac. Is he aware of what's happening, or is he just driven by pure animal instinct? Who can tell?
And what perfect time for me to find the riddle, and I am so angry now. So, Zaman, a riddle that it's tricky. There's three enemies in the room. It's tricky. Oh. First imprisons pole voice, last the skeletal staphos. That's the riddle. First imprisoned pole's voice, which is imprisoned pole's voice is the whole name of the enemy. Last, the skeletal staphos.
So, okay, so I know I have to kill a skeleton last.
Yes.
But you don't know what room this owl is referring to. This owl you meet in another part of the dungeon. So you meet that owl, you're like, I wonder when that'll be relevant. And then when you reach that room, you're not like, oh, that's the pole's voice. You're like, why is this ghost in some rocks?
Nah, you're dumb.
Five thumbs.
But at that point, okay. So fair enough. You've got that riddle. You know what a staphos is.
Yeah.
You go into this room, you kill the enemies, nothing happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, perhaps it's referring to somewhere else.
No, but surely you've got this riddle.
Yeah.
You're in a room that has a staphos.
But the dungeon's huge. There are other rooms with staphos and Paul's voice as well.
But there's no other rooms where you went in there and nothing happened.
Yeah, but this room also didn't necessarily indicate something would happen.
But dungeons in Zelda don't work like that. There's no rooms that are just nothing.
Yes, there are. There's plenty of rooms you go in and there's just enemies and maybe a heart. There were some chests, not chests. What do you call them? Pots to smash?
And now here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for that ad break. I'm still annoyed. No, well, that is not how Zelda games work. Anyway.
So I've been playing a game called...
Not even going to wait for me to ask.
Because I'm worried you're going to keep jumping down Jack's throat like we all want to. But if we keep doing that, we're going to be here all day. So I've been playing a game called For the King for the Switch. It was a port it was a game I actually kickstarted back in the day, I think maybe last year or something like that, because I was like, this looks like a lot of fun, and something I want, and I kickstarted it.
Sorry to interrupt and jump down your throat. Did you ever play that bear game you kickstarted?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No. Oh,
that's a shame.
Yeah. But, I think everyone knew that. But it was fun for a while playing it.
Well, hey, if that's all you can get out of it, sometimes that's all you can
ask.
If
this is not too much of a personal question, how much did you kickstart that bear game
for? I don't know, $20?
Oh, that's not too bad. For some reason, in my head, I thought you were like...
Grand.
Grand. No. Get this off the ground.
I didn't think it was that much, but I thought it was closer to, the $60 to $80 mark. No, it's
all right. In the idea of
Whatevs.
Jackson loses $20 out of his wallet just every day sometimes.
I didn't really play a lot because, again, I don't really have a PC, and it was just for PC. And yes, we have a Mac port, but look, when everyone says they have a Mac port, they're lying because it's always garbage.
It could just be the game is
also true, but For the King for Mac was just garbage.
Yeah.
And just because my Mac just couldn't run it. And so, when I got, the Bear Simulator, and I was, playing it, I had fun for a while, but I'm just, I'm not going to go back to this because, it's just hard to play on the Mac.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot of backlash of, people who did kickstart, this game isn't amazing. And the guy was I didn't know this was going to take off. I didn't want to. But I was happy to, throw a bit of money to that pick of Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I'm that's a great idea and a great concept for a game.
What is the concept?
For Bear Simulator.
Oh, right. Is that what we're talking about still? I see. I thought we'd moved on to For the King.
Because he accidentally said For the King when he meant Bear Simulator. It confused me
as well. Why?
I thought I said Bear Simulator.
Yeah.
Bear Simulator got negative feedback when it launched on February 26th. And then on March 7th, he updated the game to have anger towards the things. To be this game's a lost cause.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
So it was successful for a week.
Man, what a tragedy.
And part of that was PewDiePie played it and was this game's bad.
PewDiePie?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing he's ever done.
But I was happy to throw money at the Bear Simulator because I'm those kind of games don't really exist. It's just kind of a very fun, wholesome, just you're a bear in a forest and you want to do kind of things. And it's that's a neat idea. And I'm not going to be the kind of consumer that's dear creator, how dare you do this? Yeah. I put in $20, blah, 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 blah. And I was heck, he tried.
Yeah,
Every time you kickstart something like that, it's not a guarantee.
Absolutely. It's just one guy or one, maybe maximum three or four. So
I was following the updates and that kind of stuff. And it was entertaining and funny. He's I'm doing this, and then that, whatever. And it's whatever.
Yeah, hey, great.
I got my money worth.
Yeah,
I was entertained for a bit.
PewDiePie took his video down, and then when the creator was I'm upset that people didn't like my game. I'm quitting game dev and I'm not updating this game. PewDiePie pulled the video back up and was you don't quit gaming because one video. Anyway, bad luck.
Yeah, look, so, maybe now. Yeah, you quit. Okay, look, mate.
Did he pull a Fez, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah,
but only. It seems
handle
like
some criticism.
No, but
it seems like it was only 2 weeks after the game came out as well.
Okay. Look, okay, now my opinion's a bit more changed because I'm like, look, it's whatever. You tried your best.
I tricked you. You wanted to review Fall the King. Now you're reviewing Bear Simulator.
Now I am. A game I'm trying to remember how many hour I put into this.
How many hour?
Oh, wait. One.
Man, I hated Fez. That game sucked. No thumbs.
I think I played it. Isn't it one
boring
of
ass? Yeah.
What about what's the guy's name? Phil Fish. How many stars for him?
Zero thumbs. Zero stars.
He got a D rank in that one.
Yeah.
His tweets aren't even funny.
Yeah. So, welcome to Star Cramps. we review people.
Do you know who Phil Fish
ourselves
is?
Zero.
I think so. Yeah.
The
guy
who made Fez.
Yeah.
And then he quit thing.
Exactly. Because everyone.
It's like Fez 2's not coming.
It's not coming out. And people were like, sir, we don't care. Yeah. Sir, nobody. Well, actually, it's an indie darling. But Jackson hated Fez. So.
Oh, yeah, here's the thing that comes like, I don't know, with criticism.
Have you played Fez? Just,
no, I haven't.
I think you'd like
I'd probably use something that sounds like I'd like.
Yeah, I think
but
you'd love it. I was just like, you know.
You know why?
Puzzles.
What game
oh,
is
hate
it?
The puzzles.
It's all puzzles.
It's all puzzle. And it was dull.
But yeah, so it's disappointing hearing that he got like a lot of criticism for like his sort of first attempt. And then he's just like, you know what? I'm taking my bat and ball and going home. It's like, mate, come on. Just
yeah, I know.
Thumb Cramps has any positive or negative
I
reviews.
Hope a lot of negative. But it's kind of like, is it No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
When it first came out, everyone was like, oh, you tricked us.
Oh, they got us good.
You got us good. This is absolutely a garbage game. But, and I again haven't played it, but I hear they've just gone like, all right, we batten down the hatches and we've now made an actual game.
Yeah, look, so it's a shame that is becoming the standard, but it does work.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves, arguably, same situation.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, we released what is in essence a tech demo.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've charged you the price of a full game.
But if you stick
with
us,
I understand that everyone's mad. Stick with it.
Stick with us and maybe it'll get marginally better. The funniest thing that I think about Sea of Thieves, and it's a game I love, but I know it's garbage. So it's always hilarious seeing the comments where people are like mad at it because they're like, wow, every update is just the same mission reskinned. And then you'll see people in the comments being like, be nice to them. They're not like a big company. They're just, it's rare. They don't have that much money. And you're like, It's
rare.
It's rare, which is owned by Microsoft. You maniacs. You're like, oh, they've got to do microtransactions. You know, we've put so much, you know, if they want to keep making the game, you're like, what are you saying?
Nah, man.
They're
brand,
not like a team of indie developers.
Brand loyalty, five.
They
thumbs.
Are a Microsoft funded. Rare get it's,
nah,
it's
how
it's beautiful.
Dare Sony do this to Disney?
Exactly.
How dare Sony take their Sony give me a Spider-Man's back in my Marvel films.
Thumb Cramps is our most positive received Sans Pants Radio podcast. It only has 5-star reviews, which is the only podcast on
that's
a network
amazing.
That has that.
Get on there now, give us 1-star review.
No, don't positive
even
review.
Us out.
So yes, For the King.
Yeah.
So a game.
What's this?
So a game I kickstarted because I was like, I love the idea of that.
Yeah. Oh, Bear Simulator.
Yeah, Bear Simulator. So kickstarted that. Tried playing it on my Mac, and I was like, oh boy, it struggled.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Did
on
your
the Mac
get hot?
Yeah, real hot.
I can imagine.
Cooked my legs for a bit.
Yeah, get that Mac boo.
Like, look, I'm appreciating because it was a chilly night.
Yeah,
but
good.
It's struggling.
It's good to just put For the King on, lay it in your bed like a hot water bottle. Get in later. Oh, toasty.
I like that idea. Speaking of brand loyalty and whatever, here's an idea for Apple.
Yeah.
Put like the Apple logo on the bottom of the laptop or computer.
Yeah.
So when you're playing games and it gets too hot,
it
just
brands
you with an Apple logo.
Clever.
That's smart.
Nice Steve little Jobs, you can have that for free.
A little
also
bit of the Apple logo burnt onto my wangus. That's nice.
Yeah. Is that because nobody's wangus is quite the width of the Apple logo? You just have a burn. Oh, no. People will be like, why is your penis burnt? You'll be like, because of Apple products.
And I'm like,
I love them.
Huh?
They're like, Apple.
It's maybe I should get one.
Yeah.
What's Apple's Apple. Tagline? Think.
Just
think
do
big.
It.
I was going to say Apple. Think Apple. Apple.
Think Apple. What's For the King? What kind of a game is it?
So For the King is a game you'd hate, Jackson. It's kind of basically like a combination of the combat style is turn-based. So it's like Final Fantasy VII.
Oh dear.
Kind of thing.
Is there a limit bar?
It sort of works a little bit more like, I forget which kind of Final Fantasy it is, but the one where you change your jobs. So it's like,
is that 8?
No, it's like one of the earlier ones, like 4 or 3.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, I'm going to wear the wizard hat, so now I'm going to be like, yes, I'm a wizard. I'm going to put on, like, the white wizard hat. I'm a white wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put on, like, punching gloves, and I'm a monk. Those kind of things. So it kind of works like that.
Sounds good for Jackson.
Yeah, I like hats.
Put on a hat, become a wizard.
And so it's all kind of based on that. And so it's like, okay, so if I'm picking up this particular, like, weapon, I can then do these type of things or this kind of item. So there's a lot of items, and it is a game where, because it's like Kickstarter, there's like, go to the encyclopedia of this game, and there's all this information there, but you're like, no, I refuse, I'm going to play it. And so I'm like, there's a lot of things to do and understand, and I'm not going to do it. There's a lot of that.
I like that element.
And the way you go around the world, it's like turns, and so it's like each character, so you start off with a party of 3.
Yeah.
And you can kind of choose.
Hardly a party.
Yeah.
it's a small party.
It's a gathering.
It's a party.
Three's not a gathering either.
It's the beginning of a movement. So you have 3 people.
Just don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
So you have 3 people, and you can kind of start to be like, oh, yeah, I want to choose, you know, a hunter, a wizard, a fighter, or whatever it is. And you can then go. And you, at the world is, you know, like the land, and you can kind of split up. So each turn, it's each person has their own turn, and depending on their movement, they can kind of go, like, they can move like 4 hexagons, or they can move like 8, or whatever it is. And because I'm like a scared boy, I'm like, no, our friends together, all going towards the same area.
Great.
Don't split up.
Fantastic.
But you can just be like, no, I hate everyone in my party. I'm going to explore with everyone. I'm going to solo it, basically, and just move everywhere.
Is this the game? I feel like I've watched you play this way back in the day. Are you rabbits or something?
No.
Okay, never mind.
You're thinking of Mario and rabbits.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I think you're thinking of Armadillo.
Yes, I am.
Armadillo.
Which is a fun game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just basically, the art style is very much like blocky. It's kind of like Minecraft plus. Because you're like, it's Minecraft, but more rendered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Minecraft rendered those worlds to 125% rather than stopping at a single 100.
Yeah.
Maybe stopping at a single 80.
Character's name Steve. I fear you may have played Minecraft.
No.
What is the main character's name?
You get to choose it, I believe.
What's yours?
Player 1, player 2, and player 3.
Oh, my God.
That's a weird...
At least I pick Ham for every character I play.
I've realized I really like either default names or if there's a random name button.
Love me a random name button. But no,
Stardew,
you can kind of...
Name my horse Clock or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very good. But no, it starts off with like player 1, 2, or 3, and I'm like, that's good enough for me.
That's great.
And it works with kind of like, so if you move your character and there's like, you know, the enemies are on the board, and so you're going to move towards them, and then you can be like, oh, okay, cool, I'm attacking. And depending on like the radius of where your other mates are, you either all 3 of them, you're attacking that bugalug, or just 2 or just 1.
Oh, okay.
And depending where other enemies are, it's like, oh, I'm versing a lot, or just 1 or just 2.
This sounds like Fire Emblem, but turn-based.
No. So it's not XCOM-y. Fire Emblem was more XCOM-y.
Because when you were describing like splitting up the party, I was like imagining.
But that's like an overworld.
Yeah, that's like the overworld.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an interesting sounding mechanism. Mechanics. It's not really something I've ever heard of before.
Yeah,
I like it though.
It is interesting, and there are like little timelines, so it's like, okay, if you discover something, it's like, okay, in 8 turns or whatever, or 8 rounds, it's like, something's going to happen. So then you're like, okay, I got to stop that. And so you kind of keep going. It's all randomly generated as well.
Okay.
Is it? Have you played Advance Wars? Is that?
Yeah.
Because this is. No. This sounds like something.
I don't. I have played Advance Wars. I don't think it's like Advance. Oh, it might be similar actually. I played Advance Wars.
There's no grid in the overworld though, is there? Hmm? When you split up, it's not a grid. It's just like there's different paths, right? If you were to split up.
No, it's all a grid, so you can kind of move, like, say, it's like all in hexagons, and so you can kind of move, like, say,
it's
six
kind
spaces.
Of like almost like a war game overworld, yeah. And then combat is kind of like a different
thing. And there are dungeons, so it's like dungeons will have like stages, so it'll be like four stages, and you kind of keep your health, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Whilst you're going through these dungeons,
yeah. It's Advanced Wars Overworld, but then it goes to like Final Fantasy combat.
Yeah,
style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is cool.
It's
it's like a bit like Fire Emblem, but not.
Wouldn't say it's like Fire Emblem
unless I'm remember. Unless, because I haven't played Three Houses, so unless I've changed it, because the Fire Emblem I've played is also on a grid.
Okay. All right.
This is bothering me a lot.
It sounds like it's something. It's killing you. For some
I don't
reason.
Know why. Because Fire Emblem was kind of like that XCOM kind of thing, and that's a lot of fun. Whereas you move around the grid and you shoot. Whereas this is like turn based. It's kind of like almost old timey Civil War. Your party lines up in one end, lines up at the other, and you're like, I'm gonna punch
each other till everyone dies.
Thank you for punching me. I'm gonna use my flame attack. Thank you for flame attacking.
I understand the
I'm
combat
gonna punch
system.
You again.
Overworld, before you get into fights, it's like a grid, and there's like a fella on one thing, and you're on another, and you can move a certain distance per turn. Then when you touch, that's when the turn-based stuff starts.
Yeah, but you can avoid them, and there's towns you can go to.
Yeah.
It's like a big old map.
I can kind of imagine it. It's kind of like, your Final Fantasy.
Imagine a map.
Okay.
You can imagine a map. And in that map, you have like...
Looks like you're getting a headache as we speak.
So you have locations to go to. I didn't know I'd be... I'm str- okay, you have a
no,
big
no, no,
map.
It's,
a big map.
I understand
of map.
All right. of this
think
stuff.
Of, are you thinking of a map?
No, because now...
You're not thinking of a map. That's your problem.
No, the issue is that this whole time you've been trying to explain a part that I get already, which is that it's turn-based combat. But I'm imagining it does. It's
so
not going to.
So you got a map?
Yeah.
Yes. And okay. The map has.
This isn't turn based.
No, I know.
Okay.
Wait.
No, you don't.
You clearly don't. So you have a map. Okay.
Yeah.
And then in that map,
you
have.
You can move freely.
No.
Close your eyes. That might help.
Okay.
You got a map.
And listen. So.
Oh, that could be the
problem. Yeah. So you have a map.
Yes.
And then you have, say, towns all around going, like, and little places to visit, your little huts. You got little, like, docks you can buy boats or all these kind of things and, like, little areas. Maybe some places where you're like, hey, would you like to do a thing here? So you got these little spots and places, and they're all certain distances away.
Yep.
Everything is, like, basically in, like, a hexagon grid.
Yep.
And so you can only move a certain amount of, like, in a particular round.
And those rounds... exist in the overworld.
Yes. And so it's kind of like everyone can move in around to wherever you want to go. So, and it's all depending on your speed. So you might have a speedy boy and he can move eight, whatever.
Let's keep power through. Right. I get that bit.
All right. So like player one goes first and then they're like, cool, I'm going to move over
split
here.
Up because you can control
and then
three
you go wherever you go, north, south, and then west. And that's great. And then it's like, as you're walking along, you can kind of see in the distance because everything is like that little fog of war, as it were. There might be some a bird you want to fight.
Yep.
And so you're like, a bird is stationary and there's a day and night cycle and they'll disappear depending if it's day or night or whatever. And so you're like, all right, well, I want to hit that bird, but I can't reach him this turn. So now I have to wait.
Yeah.
And then the next kind of person comes along.
No, it, yeah. No,
and then as soon as you touch that bird,
it turns
then
into
you
turn
fight.
Yeah.
And
so
now
it's. Yeah,
are you with us now?
With us?
It's still, it's still hitting. Like, I get it. And I have always, after a couple of first clarifications, I understood.
Yeah.
It is exactly what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just, it is something. It's a direct reference to something. And it's going to kill me.
Well, I guess, is it good?
Yes.
How good?
It's pretty good.
Is that even bad?
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's like the first, like, okay.
I'm sorry
no.
for speaking.
No, shut up. No, okay, it's fine. I've made peace with it.
Hey, I have a question about For the King.
Yep.
Is it good?
It reminds me heaps of a game that I've played.
Okay.
It may actually be a combination of two games.
Yeah.
But my brain isn't, like, the thing that's connecting them just isn't there.
Oh.
So it's a frustrating experience.
Yeah, I can see.
It's consumed my entire existence.
Yeah, I'm watching
this
that
This has
happen.
Been a journey for you getting angry at man who hates puzzles and then a game I'm describing.
It sounds like a fun game. Anyway, Sam, is it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
How many thumbs?
I'm thinking probably about 4 thumbs.
That's a good score.
It's pretty good. Like, I would say it loses a thumb because, like,
it upset me.
It upset JD. But no, it's long. Like, it's for me anyway. I know you can probably get through the main sort of mission campaign pretty quickly. Like, I want to say like maybe 13 hours or something like that. But like it to me, it still feels like a pretty long game. And you can there are some times where I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I kind of like explored so much, and then I was like, oh wait, it was over here. Mm. But that's on me for being a dumb boy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because I couldn't find this one particular thing, and I'm like, is that on me? And then I was like trying to like Google it, being like, where is this thing? And someone was like, I can't find it either. I think it's a glitch. I think there's a problem with it. Yeah, it made the game unplayable. Then someone was like, nah, you just have to like go to every single square
because
else it just won't pop up.
Wow.
And so then I explored these aisles and I was like, it was in an island. I just didn't.
That's fair. That's
just like little tiny.
That's this little niggling kind
of. But the combat is fun if you like that kind of turn-based sort of like the old school Final Fantasy JRPG kind of things.
I don't.
I know you hate them, but I don't mind them. And there is like some bit of strategy to it all, but you can also just be like, just hit A to attack,
Like getting your Venusaur to 100 and ignoring the other Pokemon in your party.
But mistake is picking Bulbasaur to start.
He's the cutest.
He is the cutest.
But then he gets the ugliest.
I don't know. He's got a big flat face.
Yeah, so maybe that's good.
Slap a Venusaur. Yeah. Open arm on its face.
Yeah. And it's too slow to react. Yeah. Might lick you. Yeah. That's good.
Big mouth.
Wild. but yeah, it can get a little bit samey.
Yeah.
So if you like, you know, I did like a couple of dungeons in a row because I was like, maybe that's the solution to this puzzle. But like it wasn't, and like all the dungeons got a little bit samey. But again, that was kind of like, you know, to avoid that, you would go exploring or doing other things. But because I was an idiot, I was like, no, I'm going to double down on this. But again, it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's other modes you can play it in. Like, you can be like, I want it to be winter and snowing, or I want to do this or that. So, a lot of fun. It's really good on the Switch. Don't play it on the Mac. Highly recommend Switch, unless you want a Wangus Burn. Then, yes!
Yeah!
Get it on that Mac. Apple, think Apple.
What have you been playing, Dusha?
I can't remember. Fog has just filled my brain. Now I've been playing What the Golf on Apple Arcade.
Yeah, Apple, think Apple. Yeah. Apple, think Apple. Burn your penis off.
Yeah. Also, quick side note, I promise.
Yeah.
That whole time, my phone is right in front of me and I didn't look up for the king, which I could have easily been like,
oh, yeah.
Once I look at a picture or something, which is weird because for Link's Awakening, I was Googling things because we were talking about it. Why did I put my phone down and then forget?
I can't explain your actions.
It's
Douche's actions, one thumb.
No.
He's loose on this episode.
3 thumbs.
That's at least a tempered response.
I guess I was wrong in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm a professional gamer. Yeah, I think it's reminding me of Advance Wars and earlier Fire Emblem games, and I think that's why I was hitting a part of my brain, because then I was like, no, but it's not XCOM. But the first, like, XCOM, XCOM changed Fire Emblem, and then Fire Emblem was different.
I'm glad we came to an accord.
It was upsetting me.
How's What's the Golf?
It's good. Sometimes the ball is a ball, sometimes it's the fella. Have either of you haven't played it?
I know of it. I've seen trailers and stuff.
I've seen it. I've got it on my phone. Haven't played it yet because I've been doing some other Apple Arcade.
Yeah, it's silly, but not too silly in the sense of like, I'm not like, shut up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like occasionally games try and go too hard on the silliness. Goat Simulator is a good example.
Yeah.
Goes too hard and you're just like, ooh.
Yeah, you're like, this is not fun. This is embarrassing to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. Like What the Golf occasionally. So to hit the ball, you just drag your finger back on the phone and then like an arrow appears and you can control the power.
Great.
And first couple of levels, it's just a fella hitting a golf ball. You're like, yeah, sweet, golf. And then all of a sudden, like level 3 or 4, you do the same thing and you hit the guy. And I was like, oh, no. And yeah, that's kind of pretty much what happens. Okay, like, it's a golf ball enough that it's still a surprise every time it happens.
It's still a golf game.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's lots and lots of different courses and different types of puzzles. So occasionally it's just like tricky mini golf stuff. Like, I got to hit the ball and hit this part, which will then bounce up. Like, I'm thinking with angles and maths now, baby. Yeah. But then other times it's like, hey, there's a level where I've got to hit a car and drive it.
Yeah, that's fun. Okay.
So like, as in, you swing, you hit the car just starts driving, and then you've got to hit it again so it goes down the other road.
Oh, that's...
And then, yeah, direct it into the hole. But another positive is most golf games, like, get the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
What the golf is like, hit the flag. Who cares about getting it in the hole? So you can be next to the hole and hit it full pelt, and yeah, that's fine.
That's good.
It's like, hey, good enough.
Yeah, that's what I want out of a golf game. There's nothing more painful than, like, knocking it, trying to putt it just around the hole. Yeah, and
almost.
You're like, do the jump over.
Nope.
Do the jump over.
Sure.
Then you just pick it up and put it in and hope nobody saw, you know?
And everyone saw, and they're like, why did we bring Jackson to our 1997 World Golf Championship playoff?
Tiger Woods, your days are numbered.
No, that would have been Greg Norman's days. The shark, baby.
I don't know enough golf references to be here. Just
Greg Norman has a boat.
I didn't
know. He also wears a hat. Greg Norman.
Okay.
The shark. I think he's bad. I can't remember.
I'm going to go. Why am I here? Dusha trapped me in this joke.
Why do I know stuff about golf?
He put me in a hostile environment. The golf.
Just upsetting everyone this episode.
So is it good?
Yeah, it is good. It's built like the Apple Arcade stuff. Rather, it doesn't really feel like a phone game. It feels more fleshed out.
Yeah, yeah.
But my one criticism is that the overworld, to get between levels, there's an overworld, so you got to hit a golf ball to get into this.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It is, but I don't like it that much.
Is it the kind of thing where you're like, oh, neat, and then at a certain point you're like, can I just choose? Can
yeah, because like, there's parts where I'm like, ugh, I've just got to hit the ball like six times just to get into the level
yeah,
I want.
No,
where
screw that.
Like, I'd prefer like just a menu where it's like, here's the next level.
Yeah.
But then I know that that would make it feel more phony.
Yeah, that's true.
Phony and phony.
No, so, I get that. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, that's cute. But like,
yeah. Hey, there's one part where my golf ball went to space and there was no gravity for a bit. And
that's
then I hit an
good
astronaut. I hope he's okay.
How many thumbs?
If it was on Switch or something like that, I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, well, it depends. Because if it was like a $7 or $8 game, I'd be like, yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Because it's on Apple Arcade and it's one of like 60 games or whatever, I'm like, 4 thumbs.
Yeah, no, that seems fair.
And it is a good game to play while you shit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Because it seems like it's got all of the good kind of a phone game, but like you say, a little deeper.
Yeah,
and you know you're not going to hit a point where it becomes too hard and they're like, pay us money for better knives or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so there's none of that stuff. It's just like, hey, golf.
Sometimes fella is ball.
Yeah,
yeah, sometimes golf. Fella is ball, sometimes car is ball, sometimes the arrow is a ball. In one level, it just put the arrow back and it just flung the arrow forward. I was like, cool.
That's neat.
That's fun.
That's wild. And there is different level design. So most of the time it's like kind of like a...
top down.
Not quite top down. It's kind of like...
angled.
Third person perspective.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, most of that. But then occasionally it makes you turn your phone horizontal and it's like a 2D course. We go from left to right.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, like, and there's lots and lots and lots and lots of references to other things in it. So there's like a World 1-1 golf course. There's a Portal one.
Yeah,
there's a super hot level. So yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, 4 thumbs. Like, it's not the type of game that I personally would be able to put like...
Like you've gotten the... So those who are not in currently in the room and are only listening to this.
Yeah.
Dush is now in the defensive position. He's tightened up.
Arms
are folded. He's grimacing,
back is taut.
Grimacing into the distance, biting his lip, not happy.
4 thumbs feels unfair for the type of game it is. And why do I care? Our reviews don't matter. 2 thumbs, who gives a shit?
Oh.
4, no, it's 4.
Dush is wild today.
He's loose. He's rocker.
You know what my issue is?
Yeah.
I saw that we're a 5-star podcast and it threw me through a loop.
Yeah, like, I can do whatever I like.
People love this. I'm untouchable. I'm unkillable. I am the man who cannot die. Yeah, no, it's good. And Apple Arcade is still great value for money. Unfortunately, though, everyone, if you want to. It's getting real hard with streaming services now, because now Apple Arcade's another one, so that's another like $7 a month. They're all adding up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to the stream wars of like, oh, look, we got Disney Plus, cool. And now we got Peacock. And I'm like, oh, what?
What's Peacock?
NBC's one.
Oh, no.
I thought that was just a made up thing. And I was like, I'm going to sound dumb for asking.
Man, I was fearing it as well.
Now I've got ham radio.
Exactly.
That's my streaming service.
Yeah, or you want to remember films. Stream all the 30 Rock and whatever else that they're rebooting. Yeah, give Peacock.
Babe. Rebooting 30 Rock.
Hmm? Just rewatching.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that, I think that brings today's thumb score to an even, let's say 13.
Yeah, an even 13.
Yeah, 5 + 4 + 4 + 0.
That was a lot of numbers.
Yeah,
that was a one that I then overrode to plus a three.
Maybe let's round it up to 50.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're
probably
right.
Safe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's 50%. That's pretty good.
Another 5-star episode.
So every thumb is now a percent.
Yeah,
now
a percent. It's always been a percent, baby. I give this 5%.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. 5% is the highest score you can get.
True.
Please rate, review us, and give us more 5 stars. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.